The world of competitive shooting can get pretty intense, but a Colorado group wants to lighten it up a bit. The American Zoot Shooters Association combines gangster costumes, you know, zoot suits, from the early 20th century with shooting competitions. NPR's Jeff Brady learned more about the group at a gun range east of Denver.
The roster of shooters gives you a feel for how participants are dressed.
We've got Four Fingers starting. Al Capone is up second.
Donna Hall is known as Ruby at Zoot Shooter events. Wearing a lace hemmed dress and a straw hat, she can barely get through the list without giggling.
Is it the sweet or sweet?
The sweet. The sweet.
Pop Woody.
Pop Woody.
That's just Henry. Machine Gun McGurn.
The American Zoot Shooters Association is a business. Members pay dues, but there are no ongoing rankings like other shooting sports. The best you can do is win an individual match. This sport is about fun and the costume, says co-founder Jason Huss, a.k.a. The Hustler.
Kind of look like a leftover reject from a 90s swing band.
Nice red pinstripe suit there, yeah. Bright red tie. You got the black hat on. You're ready to go, it looks like.
I think so.
And what's this here?
That's my hustler bling. Probably not very period correct. I just think it looks cool.
Shiny wallet chain aside, Huss says the collectible guns also are part of the fun. Most of the shooters, like Steve G-Man Fowler, have wooden carts to tote their weapons around.
And in my cart, you'll see a semi-automatic version of a Thompson submachine gun.
That's a Tommy gun?
That's the Tommy gun.
It's a reproduction of the iconic gun with the round magazine drum, just like you expect to see in a gangster movie. The G-Man designed the club's most recent match. Individual events are called capers. There's an alley shootout complete with fake brick walls, and there's a bank heist. The G-Man wrote creative descriptions telling the guys in malls what weapons are allowed for each caper.
And you need to understand that it's never called a shotgun in here. Let's see, it could be called a street sweeper or a gauge or...
The Tommy gun is often called a Chicago typewriter. It's the first gun Jason the Hustler Huss picks up when it's his turn.
Shooter, are you ready?
Yep.
Stand by.
The Hustler fires at steel targets first, then the real typewriter sound comes after he aims at the human form paper targets. There are brown paper targets for the bad guys and white ones for the innocents or hostages. Hit one of those, and it's a 5-second penalty.
Our entire scoring system is based on time. Penalties are added time. Your goal is to shoot it as quickly and as accurately as possible.
Compromising safety on the gun range can get you disqualified altogether. Huss and his business partner started the American Zoot Shooters Association in 2008 in Colorado, and they've added a few chapters since.
We have one in Tennessee, we have one in Massachusetts, we have one in Texas, we have two in Colorado, and we have one in Italy.
Huss steers clear of gun politics and controversies. At matches, you'll see a few NRA stickers, but the Hustler says he hopes the sport continues to focus instead on having fun. Jeff Brady, NPR News.